Blog Talk Radio.
www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength and our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified. that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls. And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, and we'll thank you for it, and we'll give your name the praise, and we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that he's able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty this morning. Hallelujah. There's none like him today. He's on our side in spite of us. Ooh, he's looking beyond fault and yet meet our needs. We give him glory. We give him honor. We praise him this morning. But he is worthy. Hallelujah. I say he's more than worthy because he's more than we need this day. Hallelujah. And we need him like never before in this hour. Now is the appointed time. Hallelujah. To reach him. Huh. Ooh, to sell out 100% unto him, Almighty God. Hallelujah. How we grateful. We are grateful this morning unto him. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries. And I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is July the 15th, 2021. We're 7 months and 15 days into this new year. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. He has brought us into a new week. We're coming to the week ending. Look what he did for us. Yeah, he brought us up into this present time. All we're thankful unto him. And we've learned no matter what come our way, we begin to immediately praise God. Yeah, because we're thinking for the good and the bad, because all things are going to work together for our good. Oh, we love him. We love him. And not only did he call some of us, but he chose us. Hallelujah. And we know that all things are going to work together for our good. He's on our side. We obedient unto him. We're faithful unto him. But he's more so faithful unto us. Faithful, faithful. Oh, yeah, faithful God. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning. And I have a young lady I met just a few days ago online. And I asked her to come on tomorrow, which is Friday. And so we've been, you know, messaging back and forth. And I asked her to stop by this morning to take a listen, because sometimes I like for people to hear, you know, so that they can decide if this is something that they can be a part of, or they can come in and share, or whatever it is that God is leading them to do. Because we learn to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And we walk in the Spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. So she's here this morning, and I just want to quickly dedicate this one song to her. And when we come back, we'll come back talking about our message for today, which is from Bishop Willie James Campbell. Yeah, he passed away. But I found his recorded message, Can You Handle Pressure? Yeah. And I didn't hear the whole message, but I heard enough. So I thought I would bring it and share it this morning and just see how the Lord moved. That's all we can do. Yeah. So I want to find this one and play it for her today. And we tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to play this one for you. Pamela Bowers Carruthers. Pamela Bowers Carruthers. Yeah, that's her name. And so I'm going to dedicate this one to her and just ask the intercessors to begin to pray for her and her family, her ministry, and that God would bless her, you know, and move in her life like never before and work miracles. Hallelujah. That she would be able to continue to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. Yeah, I was listening to something yesterday, and, you know, people say, well, you old-fashioned, you old school. But this is it for me. God does not change, and neither does his word. Yeah, he was that way yesterday. He's that way today, and he will be that way forevermore. Now, they have the new wave, new age church, and they use words like energy and the universe. But I have to use Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, Jesus. I have to use those words. Yeah, because that's, you know, who I know him to be. And he told us, go back to the old path and take a look around and choose which way you're going. Are you going to stay with God, or are you going to take the new wave, a new age, you know, out? But I can't take all of that. I have to stay with him. Yeah, I have to stay in his word. He has said what he meant. Louis, he meant what he said, and he won't change it. He loved me, Louis. He loved us, but he will not change his word. Because he's a God that can't lie. I say he can't lie. Yeah, and the reason he can't, he don't want to. Yeah, he even sent his son to set us free. And we learned this, there one. And we learned this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, I'm excited back there. Amen goes right there. Oh, yeah. I need just a little more Jesus. I need to grow more and more daily in him because he come to do the will of the Father. The Father sent him. And what he wanted to do was please the Father. So we want this mind today to be in us that was also in his son, Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah, that's all right right there. Hallelujah. We go into this dedication and are dedicating it to Pamela Bowers Carruthers this morning. Hallelujah.
Hey, this is a little something. A little song that just says everybody's excited about somebody or something, you know. But this somebody I'm talking about, I can't live without, you know. I can even remember being back in church, maybe at my grandmother's house. They may have testimony service, you know. And somebody would stand up and just say one simple thing. Say,
Jesus is all.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's a real nice thing.
I've been in here. Clap your hands.
Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is all the world to me. He's my absolutely everything. Yeah, he came in at a time when no one else could help me. Only he could do it. So he came in during that time when I really needed him. I didn't even know. I didn't even know if he was real. I didn't even know if the Father was real. But I went to him just trying to find out. And he saw the sincerity of my heart. And he come and allowed me to know that he's real. And I was able to accept his son. Hallelujah. And let God have his way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on 1 minute. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Barbara. I just want to say Jesus is real. That's all I want to say this morning. I was feeling that song. Thank you, Jesus. He's real.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Absolutely everything to me, Sister Jerry. Absolutely. He's all I got. He's all I need. He supplied
me. He saved me from so many things, Barbara. He saved me from the gun that Daddy was going to kill me with. He saved me from the tree that I hit when I hit the gas. He saved me from the tractor and trailer. He saved me when I saw my life was flashing, flashing, flashing. Jesus is real. All we got to do is come to him. He's waiting. He's waiting.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your grace and mercy, most of all, your love today. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
without
God.
You, we can do nothing. Your word says, cast our cares upon you, huh? For you care for us. Oh, we're grateful unto you this morning. We appreciate you.
Yes,
Father, we love you. We love you. It was you who first loved us. Without your love, we wouldn't know what love is. Oh, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far. So many things could have consumed us, all but your love, your grace, and your mercy. Hallelujah, your protection, your word, hallelujah, your spirit, God. Oh, we thank you for the gift. Oh, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't thank him enough.
Thank you, God.
Listen, let me tell y'all this morning. If you'll go in with the praise, God is blessing this morning. Look, I'm telling you, I had some pressing things. I had some pressing things. And I just begin to let it go. I let it all go, Lord. I put it on the altar, and I walk away. Have your way with this, Lord. These are things I wanted. These are things you opened the door and showed me I could get. I got them. But, Lord, you know in getting them, it's nothing I can do with it as far as a payment. I need you to move. And I begin to tell God some things. And I said, Lord, I can't tell you how to move. I just got to trust you. Hey, I just got to believe you. I let it all go. And I had mentioned something to him. And yesterday I looked and in his thing looked like, oh, my goodness. I say, Lord, nobody but you, God. Nobody but you. Because he let me know if we'll let go, he can have his way. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He have ways of doing things we could never imagine. We could never think of these things. He's much bigger than us. His thoughts, his ways are much bigger than us. And who are we that God is even mindful of us? But he opened the door to let us know man ought to always pray and not think. Pray without ceasing. When something come up that you can't handle, you can't take care of, let go and let God. So what? See, what we do is we sit back and think about, well, what will happen if I don't do this? No. I can't think about what would happen. I got to let it go. That freed me up to bless somebody else. See, what I learned to do, put it on the altar and walk away and begin to occupy until God comes. Now, I can't pay this, and I may not be able to do that, and I can't can't get the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I may not be able to buy the big bins, you know, the Bentley, but I can take somebody to the grocery store. I can take somebody to a medical appointment. Huh? I can go and sit with an elderly person and encourage them in Jesus. Those things I can do. When I turn around and look, he's already taking care of my stuff. Why? I let it go. I gave it to him and walked away. Because if I'm going to hold on to it, he can't fix it. I got it. But when I completely let it go, God come in and fix it. I don't care if it's a marriage. I don't care if it's money. I don't care if it's a house. I don't care what it is. Let go. Because if we worry, it's a sin. I'm just telling you the truth. We can be concerned about some things. That's why we take it to him, because we're concerned. But just keep worrying over it and fooling with it. No. We gave it to him. Remember, I told you. He told me, I heard you the first time. Oh, I'll never forget that. I heard you the first time. I'm giving you a house. I just need you to wait. Because I guess I was just going to pray out every night, going to sleep, you know. I done did my regular night to prayer, but I'm getting into bed praying, and I'm praying for the things I want. I want the house, Lord. My work is done here, God. The Lord said, I heard you the first time. In other words, my ears are not deaf. My arms are not too short to reach down. Can you let it go? Can you give it to me and trust me and believe in me and walk away from it? I'm doing it. I've already got things set up. It's already done in the spirit. I just need you to have some patience, and I'm going to manifest it in the natural. The next thing I know, I got the money, and I'm house hunting. Huh? Do y'all hear me? We have to let it go so that God can have his way. And not just in that, just in materialistic things now. Not just for natural, tangible things, but in the spirit, for the spirit. Lord, I need to grow more in you. Lord, I need to pray more. God, I need to get in your word and pray for understanding. Lord, I'm not turning this book of Joshua loose until you bless me to understand what you said. Because I know you said what you meant, and you meant what you said. You said, if any man like wisdom, let him ask of God that gives liberally and upbraideth not. And if I believe this, I'm having wisdom of your word. See, because this is a prayer word hour. This is an hour of obedience unto Almighty God. We can do anything we want, but let's obey that word. Because what's coming our way, woo-wee. And within that next year, Within this next year, we're going to get to see some things. It's right now like the world done flipped upside down. I have several things I want you to hear this morning. And then we're going in with Bishop Willie James Campbell and his message, Can You Handle the Pressure? We're going in with that. But the first thing I want you to hear, I'm going to find a clip now. I want you to listen to this. Because there's so much going on, and as Brother Lewis has said, mind games, all kind of mind games and all kind of stuff to get you into a place where they want you to be and all of this. But Jesus is our all. He's our absolutely everything. And we're going to trust him through it all. Yeah, we're going to prepare the best that we can, and what we can't do, he will. Yeah. That which we can do for ourselves, he would bless us to get it done. That which we can't, he'll come in and he'll fix it for us. So listen to this morning. Well, I think I forgot to tell
you. Everybody, Jeff Prather here with a breaking announcement. So this is Team America guidance that has already gone out. But the White House has announced the vaccine strike forces to target anti-vaxxers in their private homes. And that's going to be a knock and talk. So I've done many knock and talks when I was a special agent, so I want to go over what a knock and talk is and how you can avoid that. The first thing is lock your doors. And if they knock on your door, don't answer the knock. If you answer inadvertently, then do not permit entry. A knock and talk is a way to gain entry. If they ask you questions, you don't have to answer questions. If you are not able to remain silent, you can claim that you are jabbed, or you can cite right and repeats your right to remain silent, and also your HIPAA privacy and complaint rights, which are totally illegal. No one has a right to your information like that. You should also ask for a photograph and all identification, and you should photograph and record their license plate. That's a 1028 in Cop Talk. So this technique is used by LEOs, and it's called a knock and talk. It's a way to gain entry. And so once you're in, the LEOs or whoever can make a warrantless safety sweep in the area to look around and make sure they're safe, or they could plant evidence, or they plant recording devices, or they could perjure about fake probable cause observed in the interior to come back later with a warrant, or just do reconnaissance for a return. So if entry is inadvertently admitted, order them out and film and record everyone constantly. Also try and do this live. Do not leave them alone or unattended. If able, go live and broadcast simultaneously while ordering them out, just as I said. Do not threaten, yell, or brandish weaponry. If neighbored and team up, you can activate your phone tree and alert trees and teammates to let them know that they are coming. And if trained, you can do surveil them upon departure at a safe and discreet distance to get 1028 and 1029 for future proactivity. So that's a quick alert that this is taking freedom. Freedom is taken. So take it.
Okay. I wanted you to hear that for yourself. I just wanted you to hear that for yourself, because a lot of times, like me, I've ignored things. But warning comes before destruction. And many times God is warning us so that we can be spared, so that we can be saved. Yeah, and safe. Hallelujah. Now, I have one more for you here. And I heard this young man, he was over on what they call TikTok. And you know, I had come off there because I'm not into all of that. But okay, Brother Mike, God bless you this morning. God bless you. I like it too. And he was sharing some truth. And so I wanted married people to hear this. I wanted single people to hear this, because it's something that's needed. Because many times we don't understand what's going on. And maybe we prayed about it and forgot about it. And here come the answer to the prayer. So we just want to take a quick listen
to
him.
Because
wait a minute, I
got to
go
back. I said, son, he said, I must tell you something. I said, what, Lord? He said, it's very possible to be married in different dimensions. I said, oh, excuse me. I said, no, I'm not understanding. He said, you remember what I said? When a man looks at a woman and even in an unclean way, he's already committed adultery with her in his heart. I said, yes, Lord. He said, did I not also say that if you lay down with a prostitute, you become one with her? I said, yes, Lord. He said, a lot of my men, they can be married to a woman in the natural, but they lay down with a prostitute in the spirit. And what tends to happen is because their appetite is so fed in sin and so fed in a fantasy that, he said, son, what happened? They try to pervert the woman of God that I've given them to be like the spirit that they lay down with. And he said, but I did not make my women of that nature. And so you have a lot of men, and even men in high places, who have laid down with his spirit so long that they've got displeased with the woman I gave them. He said, they're mad. Because what they really like in the spirit, they need flesh to communicate with the flesh. And the reason why they beat the women, they talk bad about the woman, the woman of God that I've given them, is because the one they actually in love with in the spirit, they can't touch because their spirit needs a body. And so when the woman that I've given them will not convert, then they'll abuse them.
Did y'all hear that? Look, this is what I do. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you. I miss you, man. I miss you. to uncountable, I want to say, married couples. Even when I lived in Hilltop, couples would come to me to get married. Couples would come to me to counsel about marriage. And I've heard the woman say, we both went to church. We both received God. But he want me to do ungodly things, even in the bedroom. And I found in the scripture, this is not God. We shouldn't even allow our flesh to go this way. But he insisted, I married you. Marriage is honorable in the bed, undefiled. And she's thinking, well, evangelist, why would he think that way? Why would he want me to do these things? Because of the spirits he done married in the spirit, the evil spirits that he has married. Yeah. You prayed, God gave you the woman of God. And now you want her to be somebody else. You really don't want what God gave you. You want something else that God has not given unto you. You see? There's a lot more that God allowed me to come across. But this would come to my mind. We must pray and ask God to mature us in his spirit. And Lord, teach me how to walk in your spirit. Don't let these words come out of my mouth, but my heart is not lining up with my lips. I need my heart and lips to line up together. I need you to fix my heart and regulate my mind. Let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Because we can be saved in everything. We can have the Spirit of God. We can have the Holy Ghost. We can have the Holy Spirit. But what happened is we override him. Yeah, we override what he's saying because he will warn us. He will remind us. He's willing to teach us, but we got to be willing to allow it or accept it. So all this stuff is out here. And many times we sit back and we're not focused, so we into the dress, you know. My hat got to match my shoes and my purse, and I got to look like these people in the world. I got to look like Beyonce. I got to have my clothes fitting, and I got to have this kind of hair. And we, of course, we're not focused on the word of God or what his spirit is saying to us. Because if we got him, if we received him and received his spirit, it has come and told us what God is not pleased with and the things that God will not accept or can't accept, but we'll override it. We'll go to church and do all of this church stuff, and as soon as we leave church, we're walking in our flesh. Then when the devil come in and kill, steal, and destroy, we surprised. Lord, what's happening here, God? You don't remember leaving church, leaving the spirit, being in the spirit, getting in your natural and doing natural things. You don't remember not going and studying your word daily. You don't remember not praying daily. You don't remember not witnessing unto God daily. You don't remember the scripture that says, be ye holy, for I am holy. He mean what he said, and he said what he means. But we take too much for granted. Spirits not only leap and jump, they enter. When he asked Satan what he was doing, do we remember what he said? I'm going to and fro. This is what he said, seeking whom I may devour. Because he knew when we leave church, he knew many times we get up off our knees from prayer and we go right on in the flesh. We go to work in the flesh. We leave work in the flesh. On the job, we're not praying. You know, we're not witnessing. You know, and that's a way to witness without witnesses, because in many jobs, they don't allow you to say the name Jesus. They don't allow you to talk about spiritual things. But if you want to be a great witness unto God, he'll give you a way. Look at this. There are people working on jobs. They can't say nothing about God on the job. So what they do is they say, look, call this number right here and ask to speak to Barbara Pittman. Because they can't do it. So guess what? I do it for them. It's still a way of witnessing. Some of these people were dying. Some of these people was absolutely losing their minds. And the person gave them my number. And they called me. And before we get into a discussion, I asked them, do you believe in God? Many times I've asked, I said, do you go to a local church? Because all these things are important. And after that, I said, do you mind if we pray? Because, see, I need God to give to me what they need. If they need a word from the Lord, I need him to speak to me and tell me what to tell them. If they need the word of God, I need to know what scriptures to give to them. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord is faithful. Yeah. God is faithful unto us if we can be faithful unto him. Mm-hmm. And we got to pay attention. We got to remain focused. See, because a lot of times we want this right here. Delight yourself in me, and I will also give you the desires of your heart. We pass by the delight yourself part, and we take up the desires of our heart. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and these things will be added unto you. He's talking to you. We forget that seeking part. And first, almost definitely, we just want these things added unto us. Yeah. See, when I pray about that, I say, Lord, you said, delight myself also in you. Help me to delight myself in you. I don't even worry about what's going on. The desires of my heart, because it's an automatic thing. If I obey him, he going to do what his word says he's going to do. I don't have to remind him of anything. Mm-mm. I don't have to remind God. He's just going to do it. If he said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, that's all I had to do. And the things began to be added unto me. I told you I wanted the kitchen set. I wanted the dining room set. I told you about the thing. I wanted more of him, just a little more Jesus to help me along the way, because more people was coming that need him like I need. And I needed to know what to tell these people, because they belong to him. They don't belong to me. And I have to be careful, very careful, because you'll make God angry mistreating his people. I asked him to let me be a vessel that he can use. Anywhere, at any time, at any place. I've been out with my friends before. And we having a nice time after we get through with our little shopping. We going to eat, and we going to sit at the table, and we going to talk about the goodness of the Lord and share testimonies and write stuff down, you know, scriptures. Girl, where that's at? And that kind of thing. I'm with my friends. We having a nice time. Here come the waiter. Here comes the server. Woo! Going through. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Going through. And the Lord, I get ready to say something to the servant, and God speak out my mouth. It don't make me no big thing. I don't want you to think it's me, and I don't want you to think, you know, I'm thinking of all of that, because I'm not. I got much coming up in him to do. But I'm going to say something to the servant, maybe about to drink or something, and he began to speak out of my mouth to the servant, and then he touch him. I've been in the grocery store, minding my own business, you know, over there looking at the pork chop that I can't eat. The pork chop that I shouldn't eat. I'm over there looking at the price on it, you know, like I'm just pricing pork chops. Really want one, you know what I'm saying? And want it fried, hello? Come on. Can't have it. Won't buy it either. But guess what? Here comes some lady, or her and her husband, right next to me. And I used to think, well, why they so close to me and see me right here? Look, I was here first looking at the pork chops. Now here they come to outlook me. They can buy them. I can't. Lord, I need them to back up where I can look good at these pork chops. I guess I'm going to fantasize about eating one. I don't know what it was going to be. But the lady said, you know, pork chops show the price of meat. Oh, my goodness, have gone up. That's my calling card. Y'all didn't hear that? That's my calling card right there. Jared, I said, you know what? I got a man. Hallelujah. I said, and if pork chops became $30 a piece and I wanted one, I said, do you know he would make sure I got as many pork chops as I wanted? I had him to say, oh, that must be nice. Where you work? They want to know more about this rich man. And I began to explain to him, he's the son of God. And God so loved me that he sent his son. And it go on from there. Sometime right there between the pork chop and the spare ribs, hey, the church service started. Right there, God began to deliver their minds, their hearts. Because they know of him, but they haven't been seeking him to know him. You see what I'm telling you? I've been over there looking at bell peppers. Lord, you remember this. And this woman come and say, ooh, we bell peppers sure expensive. I said, you know, if bell peppers get to be $25 a piece, and I want me a bell pepper. Lord, you got your brother over here, Mike, cutting up out the porch. I said, if pork chops become $25 a piece and I want bell peppers, I said, the man I got, he'll buy me as many bell peppers as I want. Ooh, where he work? Who is he? And I break it down. Now, I done started right there in the vegetable department, you know, on the other side of the fruit. And I worked my way down, you know, to the lunch meat section, you know, the bologna and the sliced ham and things. Look at Louis talking about spare ribs from Mike. Then work my way on down there to the butter and the eggs and the cheese, you know, around in that area there. Oh, yeah. By the time I get to the register, it's time for the benediction, huh? I done had the altar call back there, you know, by the eggs and the cheese, the butter back in that area, you know, with the yogurt and all that, sour cream and things. Yeah, I done had my altar call back there. By the time I get to the register, it's time for the benediction. I didn't even need to take up an offering because when I got to the register, the cashier, she said something and God spoke something out of my mouth to her. Now she's looking for all the discounts. You got any coupons? And was this 2-for-1? Yeah, she looking for all the discounts she can give me. Oh, y'all gonna hear me this morning. Because he's looking for some witnesses. His word said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But how about the labor and the work he called us to? Huh? Or chose us for? If ever there was a time to get right with God and to make him the God of our lives, the Lord of our lives, it is now. It is July 2021, on the 15th, as a matter of fact, because yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not. Hey, glory, tomorrow is not promised. Hey, thank you, Jesus. We're here right now. And this is our appointed time right now to get it right with him. Hallelujah. I'm excited right there. Hey, amen goes right there. Oh, he's doing it today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. Lord, I thank you for taking care of me, taking the stress away, the pressure. Oh, I thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jehovah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. I can't help myself today. I'm telling you, for the past 2 days, he's been moving in a mighty way. And if we'll reach out and touch him, he'll reach right back and touch us. Whatever it is on your heart today, tell him about it. Tell him about it while he's moving. Because if you wait before or after, you're too late. You want to move while God is moving. Hallelujah. Sister Jerry, I want you to lift your hand. It wasn't by accident. This morning you pressed that number one first today, even before we got through with devotion. I want you to lift your hands and begin to tell God, thank you, Jerry. Yeah, go on and praise him. Go on and praise him. Because what's happening, Jerry, healing is coming your way. And it's coming quick. It's coming quick. It's coming quick. It don't take God all day or all night to do nothing. He took a beating for the healing of the nation. There's yet healing in the hem of his garment. He healed all manner of sickness and disease. Yeah. You just got to get out just a little bit more. You just got to take a chance, as they call it, on driving your car. Just slowly and surely a little bit more. And that place that you desire to be, God is going to bring you back. But you're coming back with a new mind. You're coming back with a new heart. You're coming back born again. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, Sister Jerry, and behold, all things have become new. He's doing it for you. Heal it. I can feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to his majesty. Yeah. Yeah. We ready. We ready. We ready. We ready. We ready today to be used by God. We ready today to love him. We ready today to keep prayer going. We ready today to walk according to his word. We ready to let our flesh go so that God can live in us. We're servants unto him and we come to serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, it's all right today. It's all right today. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to one more quick song. And when we come back, we're coming right back with Bishop Willie James Campbell and his message, Can You Handle the Pressure? And he's not going to be long this morning. He's going to get it done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's nothing like the word. Nothing like the word of God. Oh, I thank him today. I thank him. And I thank him that I know I'm not the perfect one. I thank him that I know I need him. I need him to strive for perfection daily in him. Yeah, I'm not so holy that I'm untouchable. Yeah. Thank you, CR. Thank you. Baby Kate did it. Oh, she did it up. I got to tell y'all about the website later on, but let's go to this one this morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with Bishop Willie James Campbell, and his message is, Can You Handle the Pressure? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It was meant to kill me. Sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. turned it around for my good. Oh, what was meant to kill me, it only made me better.
This is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus in the Morning Radio. Bold radio for real people.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at that. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. Yeah, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. He didn't just come to kill me spiritually. He come to kill me physically, too. He come to destroy, tap everything I had. I mean, make it like I never had nothing. But what he meant for evil, Almighty God Jehovah, he turned it around for my good. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I'm not telling you what they told me. The preacher told me, the pastor told me, the Sunday school teacher taught me, my parents taught me. I'm telling you from self-experience. He turned it around for my good. I understand if he wanted to let me go. He told me to go right, but I went left. But he just wouldn't let me go because he knew one day I was going to get it together and come to him for real. Yeah, I wasn't going to have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. Huh? I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going on over here. Let's go with Bishop Willie James Campbell this morning. And again, his message is, can you handle the pressure? Let's take a listen.
Hallelujah. So much happening. Such intensity on the enemy's part to dismantle the believers and make you feel like everything that you've prayed for, everything you've sought God for, is not going to happen. But that's a trick of the enemy to make you lose focus on what God said to you. If God said it, it's already done. He's not the kind of God that's just going to keep coming back saying, I told you I'm going to bless you. I told you I was going to heal you. I told you I was going to do. No. He speaks it, then the rest is on you to believe that is going to happen. Judges, let me finish this message that I've been on for 3 weeks. I might get a chance to finish it today. But it's dealing with obedience. Look at somebody and tell them this is the year of obedience. Now, understand this. Obedience is not necessarily what you want to do. Obedience entails doing things that you really don't want to do, or you just don't feel like you need to do it. But because you are under authority, it means that you do it whether you want to or not. Well, praise the Lord. You've got to obey. And when you obey, you obligate God to not only look out for you, but to bless you. Praise the Lord. We get caught up in this stuff. You get caught up on drugs, alcohol, doing stuff wrong. And we have to suffer the consequences for our bad decisions. In the midst of suffering the consequences for our bad decisions, we have still learned how to ask God for forgiveness. And one thing about God, he don't hold grudges. I ain't giving a few scattered amens. He don't hold grudges. If he forgives you, he takes those sins and throws them into a sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. In other words, when God says it's over, it's over. You're just living with the residual of people. As I said to you a couple of weeks ago, the Bible said, God said, I'll deal with the haters. I'm going to deal with the people that can't stand you. All I want you to do is stay focused on me. If you stay focused on me, every obstacle that comes in your way, let me deal with it. You ain't got to deal with all. You got to do is do what I tell you to do. And that while you're doing what God says to do, and you're still persistent and consistent, what happens is you anger more people. How? Because they cannot get you to come down. Catch that, because if you need a testimony, let's go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah would tell you, they came and told me, come down and let's talk. Well, see, if I had come down from the wall and took time out to talk to them, that would have delayed the assignment that God put to my hands. My assignment was not to converse with them, but my assignment was to build the wall. So here they come, they mad because the wall is going up. So they're doing everything they can to distract me from my purpose. Hear me good. The enemy works on distraction. Demonic distraction is one of the biggest things you have to deal with. Demonic distractions can come in all forms, in all ways, and in all peoples. Sometimes folk that are close to you can be a tool of distraction. They come to you with a tool of distraction by way of no harm, because they're looking out for your flesh, but they don't know your assignment. And because they don't know your assignment, they're concerned about you as an individual and not your purpose. So they use that. I'm close to you. You need to just do this. You need to do that. Now I have an assignment. That if I stop and talk to you, I'll get off course of my assignment and start doing what you tell me to do, but God already gave me an assignment. So what am I going to do? Listen to y'all or listen to what God told me to do? I'm sorry, loved one. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, friend. But you know, sometimes friend can distract you because they love you. They love you, but they don't know your assignment. Family members can distract you, but they don't know your assignment. They're looking out for your flesh. They don't know that if you do the assignment that God assigned to your hands, that God's going to take care of your flesh. Yeah, how come I can't get no amens on that one? God is obligated. Whenever he puts an assignment to your hand and you obey him, he obligates himself to take care of your circumstances, your conditions, and your situation. Ain't nobody believe me. When God called Gideon, I want you to catch this, because look at the person next to you and say, hello, Gideon. Now they look at you like, my name ain't Gideon. Say, just hold on. You're going to find out that your name is Gideon, because you have an assignment. God has assigned something to your hands. And let's face it, many times assignments with professional folk. And when you talk to professional people, when you give them an assignment, immediately they start writing stuff down. Say, now how am I going to do this? And they come up with a plan. The average believer that's given an assignment never takes the assignment serious enough to ask God to give them a plan. See, when you get a plan together and present it to God, what is not right, God will tell you, eliminate that. First natural, then spiritual. I got some professional folk in here. Y'all know when you're given an assignment, you do it, you take it to the head person, they'll tell you, okay, this is good, but don't do this part, don't do that part. They scrutinize what you present to them. God never gives you an assignment without a purpose. Everybody got quiet while I was drinking my water. Never gives you an assignment without a purpose. If he gives you an assignment, there's a purpose behind that assignment. When God assigned this mission to Gideon, the purpose was to deliver the people. Gideon had to step into a situation where he had to deal with God's folk who were hard-headed, rebellious, and didn't like him. One of the hardest things in the world is to get people to do something that don't like you. Are y'all here? Are y'all here? Amen. Send somebody and tell them, I'm here, I'm here. Thank God for our First Lady. Amen. Now I want you to catch this, because the Lord began to deal with me about this thing. And I said, Gideon was called, but Gideon was like most of us. He had problems with God, because God was giving him an assignment that he didn't think he was qualified to do. So he came up with excuses. I've given my life to do this wheat and the wine press hiding. And now God is telling me to get things together and I got to come out of hiding. Well, people already don't like me. So now you're telling me to do something that's going to make them not like me even more. Put your feelings under the blood and do what God told you to do. First of all, when God gave him the assignment, y'all remember last week when we talked about when the Lord spoke to Gideon and told him, and the first thing Gideon said when the man of God, when the angel came to him and said, my mighty man of valor, and the Lord is with you, he said, well, if the Lord is with us, how come all this stuff is happening? Boy, this thing is deep. Because most of us, when the Lord says I'm going to do something, the first thing we look at is where we are, the circumstances we're dealing with, and the situation we're in. God says to him, through the angel, thy mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. Is the Lord with me? How come all this is happening? We ain't got nothing. We running. We hiding. Everything we plan to do is dismantled. So how is the Lord with us? Now, I want you to catch this. And you really need to get these tapes and play them over and over again so you can see where you are and see what the Lord is saying. And he said, in the 13th verse, and Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Isn't that just like some of y'all? When the Lord say he's going to bless you, how come I ain't blessed out here? Mighty man of valor, why? If the Lord is with me, how come all this is happening to me? Everything falling apart around me. If the Lord is with me, why is this so? All right, look at the next verse. And the Lord looked upon him and said, the 14th verse, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Well, now he just sent him, and he hadn't went nowhere yet. Y'all quiet, so that means you're listening. He sent him. Come on, if you look at where he sent him, the Lord is with you. Then the 12th verse, in the 13th verse, he answers him. First of all, in the 12th verse, he said, sending him, the Lord is with thee, thy mighty man of valor. Then in the 14th verse, the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? He just said it. I sent you. Look at that first part of the 14th verse. And the Lord said unto him, go in this thy might. In other words, he just sent him, then said, haven't I sent you? Then Gideon says, and he said to him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Don't nobody in my family think nothing of me. I'm the lowest on the totem pole. I ain't never had nothing. I'm only a self-made person. I've done what I've done on my own. My family didn't help me get there. Now all of a sudden, you want to make me rise up over everybody. Is that deep? Here you are. I've been on drugs. I've been an alcoholic. Now God's going to say he's going to use me. I've been a street runner. I've been out there. Everybody in my family got something but me. Now all of a sudden God is saying he's with me. Go, and he's going to be with me, and he's going to bless me. I don't see no blessing. I don't feel no blessing. I ain't got no blessing. Now God says, go, I'm with you. I'm going to do this thing. All right. That's the natural side. Then he said to the next verse, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. That's deep, y'all. Isn't it ironic how God speaks to you in the midst of a bad situation? And tells you when all hell is breaking loose that he's with you. I'm not getting no help. Ain't none of y'all, the Lord ain't spoke to none of y'all. Don't none of y'all feel like the Lord is with you? Well, the Lord sent me here today, on this 20th day, to tell you the Lord is with you. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Touch somebody and tell them the Lord is with you. Now you got to speak that with some confidence, because you got to remember you're talking to a person that is doubtful. You're talking to somebody that you've got to talk to them that's going against the grain. You're telling them something that they can't feel. Because I didn't see nobody jump up and go to dancing. Then nobody get happy and start speaking in tongues. Because everything negative is hitting you while I'm telling you the Lord is with you. And that's the way the enemy works. To magnify the negative over the faith. Touch him again and tell him, I ain't playing with you. The Lord is with you. He's on your side. Now you notice he didn't say, yes, I am with you. No, he just spoke it. I'm with you. Now Gideon gets into a place where he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and see it before thee. And he said, I'll stay here until you come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. Now this is an angel, y'all. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cake and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the hand of the staff, the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cake, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cake. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. In other words, I ain't got to say nothing. Let me just show you what I can do. You want to see a sign? You going to bring me some food? Think I'm going to eat it? I ain't got to do that. I'm going to just show you my power. Touch the rock. He didn't hit the rock, didn't smite the rock, didn't holler at the rock. Just touched it. Fire came up out of the rock, consumed it, and the angel said, all right, I'm out of here. So what is Gideon supposed to do? Believe what I just told you. The Lord is with you. You wanted a sign? I gave you more than a sign. I showed you the power of God. Some of y'all, God can show you something, you still can't see it. Because you're looking for God to show you a certain sign. You want God to do it a certain way. Now show me you with me. I want you to do this. And I want you, No. I'm not working it that way. You asked for a sign. Now you want to tell me what to do. No. You bought the leaven, you bought the unleavened bread, you bought the flesh, you bought it all and laid before me. Now I'm going to show you what I can do. I ain't got to eat it. You want a sign? I'm going to show you a sign. What other sign could be more powerful than touching a rock and fire coming up out of it? Nowadays, faith moves us. We don't have to look for a sign. God ain't doing no signs like that too much now. God, show me a sign. Send some fire from heaven. Jesus said, a wicked and perverse generation seeketh for a sign. We don't look for signs. We walk by faith. For it is impossible to please God without faith. I've got to walk in faith and believe what God said. What have I got for a sign? What's my backup? His word. His word said, lo, I'm with you always. All I got to do is obey him. He said, go, I'm with you. Then when he left, and then he said, Gideon went in, and then in the next verse, the angel of the Lord had done that. And then in the 22nd verse, and when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, all this time that the angel was there, he didn't know it was an angel. All he thought it was a man that was talking to him about what God was going to do. I don't believe that if Gideon knew it was an angel that was talking to him, he would have been as bold to say the things that he said. That's why when God speaks to you, sometimes God speaks to you through insignificant folk. People that don't hold no position. God, I ain't getting no amens now. See, most of us who've been saved sometime, we want these great big signs. Lord, speak through the clouds to me. God, I want you to send a prophet to speak to me. God said, no, I ain't going to send no prophet. There's your prophet. And then God will get somebody that you don't think nothing of. You ain't paying no attention to. And they just walk up to you with a word that will break you down. You sit up there and look at them and they just say, I just think it. And they say it in such a way that you don't even think, wait a minute, what do they know what they're saying? They don't even know what they're saying. All they know is God just gave them a word to speak into your life. You know what? God can speak through a child. Your daughter, your son can speak into your life. You're going through all hell breaking loose and you don't know what to do. And all of a sudden, God gives your daughter, your son a word. And you stop and look at him. You don't know what you're talking about. You ain't even. And then you stop and say, wait a minute. It wasn't them. And many times when God uses a person to speak to you, you see them again. They don't even know what they told you. I wish I had a little help around here. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings come perfect praise. God can speak a word to you just in the midst of your most darkest hour and speak through a child. Now, whether y'all believe it or not, if God can speak through a jackass, come on, somebody, if he can send a word through a rooster, he can speak through a child. Have I got one witness here? Tell somebody and say, don't you dare give up. When Gideon perceived it was an angel, then the Bible said he built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day is yet in Ophrah of the Abizarites. And it came to pass, what does it mean? Jehovah Shalom. Peace be with you. The same night, and the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the bullock of 7 years old. Then the Lord began to speak to him. And the Lord began to speak to him. Once he perceived that it's an angel, and young people, now, what the demonic distraction is, to get people away from hearing the voice of God and getting into witchcraft and sorcery. Witches and warlocks, all on television, all in the sitcoms. They deal with all kind of demonic distractions. You don't see nothing about angels speaking and giving folk a sense of direction. Nowadays, it is so carnal until our young people don't have a clue as to how the realness of God is prevalent today. We got some young people in this house right now who God's going to use. I don't care if I don't never get no amens. Amens, I know what I'm talking about. God's going to use some of these young folks sitting up here now. They're not just coming to church to be coming. They're coming to church for a purpose. God's getting ready to make a deposit in them because, see, the Bible is right. And the Lord said he's going to raise up a generation that's going to know him and serve him. You've got two or three generations in between us that have lost connection with God. They're caught up in the things and the demonic things of the world, and they don't have a clue as to the realness of God. But then there's some young folk that's from 25 and under that's really trying to find out, what is this about God that got old folk moving and jumping and praising God? They don't know nothing about having no greens and having pot liquor and hot water cornbread. They don't know nothing about having a syrup sandwich of alaga syrup and margarine smashed up in it and Wonder Bread and making a sugar sandwich out of nothing but margarine spread on the bread and then taking some sugar and sprinkling on it and shaking it off and having a meal. They don't know nothing about having hog maws mixed with the chitlins, so there wasn't enough chitlins to go around. All they know is every morning they get up to a good meal, having bacon and eggs and bread to eat. They don't know nothing about how they used to make bread, make biscuits. They just go to the store and get some Hungry Jacks, and I slap the can on the side of the sink, and out pops the biscuits. They don't know nothing about no scratch biscuits that come from baking powder. They don't know nothing about sitting down at the table with leftovers and praying over it and God just filling everybody up and still have some leftovers, because the prayer came from the heart. But God said, I'm going to get me a generation that don't know nothing about serving bread, that's going to know what it is to grab a hold of the horns of their altar. This world is in need of a deliverance. We are being held hostage by the demons of Midian, and they're trying to keep us from our praise and worship. But God is calling for Gideon to get up. God used women nowadays. Minorities. Woman running for president on one end and a black man running on the other. Can't lose for winning. What we gonna do? God is trying to show us first natural and then spiritual. I can take what people say can't be done. All I need is somebody to say, here am I. Touch somebody and say, wake up, Gideon. It's your time now. You've been reading magazines, but now it's time for you to get into the Word. You've been watching television, but now it's time for you to start getting into this Word. God's getting ready to call you up because our schools are falling apart. Our young people are being shut down in the street like dogs. In every neighborhood, in every area, death is on the rampage. We need some young evangelists in school. We need some young missionaries in school. We need some young people that ain't dependent on old folk, that can walk in the fear and admonition of God, that can be used by God when they walk in the school, until they can make a difference with the life that they live and the anointing that flows through them. God is looking for some young folk with a pure heart to say, any way you want to use me, here I am, Lord, just use me. God is looking for some young folk that he can show himself strong in, that when you go home to an unsaved house, you can pray the devil and the hell out of your house. You can pray until God makes a difference in your home. You can pray until God changes things around. Have I got anybody here that know what I'm talking about? Anybody here ever felt the power of God? Anybody here know what it is to praise him? Anybody here know what it is to worship him? Have I got about 12 praises to jump up and just holler, I love the Lord? Catch this. The Lord is with you. Touch somebody next to you and say, the Lord is with you. And I tell them, I told you that before. And I'm telling you again. The Lord is with you. Watch how God does this thing. In the midst of this trying situation, when Gideon perceived, Gideon started to build an altar. Then if you will, if you got your Bible, skip over how God said when I started off. And most people, when they're called to do something, they come up and they try to perceive a plan. All right. Gideon did this. He did what he had to, and I'm skipping a lot because I want to finish this today. God spoke to him and told him that he was going to deliver Israel from the Midianites. Okay? Then he starts to get his army together. All right? Now remember, before God could deal with the situation, get this good, before God could deal with the situation, he first had to deal with Gideon. Before God will deal with your situation, he first got to deal with you. Because you've got to be able to do something with the situation. God's going to use you. Lord have mercy. To deal with your situation. Well, God, how are you going to do it? Well, you put your plan together, but get my approval. Can I say it again? Get your plan together, but get my approval. All right? God told him, get the people together. Okay? Gideon said unto God, in the 36th verse of the 6th chapter, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. Now, why is he going through this? Catch this good. He went through this because he was getting ready, and he's assigned an impossible task. Many of y'all are in a situation that is impossible for you to win without God's intervention. This is my last week. I'm closing this thing out. But I'm dealing with this obedience, okay? He goes to God and says, now if you're with me, I need a sign because I got to deal with these Midianites. Remember how they numbered. Like the sand of the sea. They were so big in number they couldn't be counted. You're dealing with a situation that is so vast. I tell you, it's going to take a miracle to do it. So God, if you're with me and you telling me to do this, I need you to show me something. So he says, I'm going to put this fleece on the ground. Are y'all here? I'm going to put this fleece on the ground. I need a sign. I need you to show me that I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. Show me so I don't make a dummy out of myself dealing with this situation, talking about God is with me. Okay, what do you want me to do, Gideon? All right, now, he said, I'm going to take this fleece and lay it in the floor, and the dew be on the fleece only, and the ground dry. If you're going to save Israel, if you're going to deliver me out of this, just show me a sign. I'm going to put this fleece down and let the ground be dry. The next verse says, and it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow and thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. He asked God to do it for him. God filled it up. He had to pick the fleece up. There was so much water in it. Now, what did that represent? It represented that God was with him in abundance. Are y'all here? He wrings it out, water just dripping, a whole bowl full of water. And everything else is dry. Still, God, I don't mean to be doubtful, but I got to deal with these Midianites, and it's not just them. They got some reinforcements. They got some other folk with them. It's a whole lot of them. Now, please don't be angry with me, but I need another sign. Come on, Gideon. You know you touched a person next to you and told you, hello, Gideon. Touch them again and say, come on, Gideon. Come on, Gideon. One more sign. One more sign. So then he says to God in the next verse, and he speaks to God. He don't mean no harm. He said, don't let your anger be against me. In other words, don't be upset with me. Don't let it be hot against me. And I will speak but this once. I ain't gonna ask but for one more thing. I don't want to hold out. Just one more thing I need you to do to give me the confidence that you are on my side. I don't want to walk into this situation with all these enemies and walk down there and face them and then find out I ain't got no backup. I need a sign. So then he says to God, are y'all still here? I pray thee but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. The theologian said the fleece was dry, and when Gideon started walking towards the fleece, so much water was in the ground until his feet started sinking and got muddy. And when he got to the fleece and picked it up, it was completely dry. Wasn't a drop of water on the fleece when God says he gonna do something. Hey, nobody do you like the Lord can. Why are you worried about your enemies when you got God on your side? Why are you concerned about haters when you got God on your side? The Bible said, if I be for you, who then can be against you? Why does time go so fast when I get into this like this? Now he goes, confident. Hey, we gonna do this thing. Seventh chapter. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that was with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, now you done challenged me, Gideon. Now I'm going to challenge you. You said let the fleece be wet and the ground dry. I did it. Then you said let the fleece be dry and the ground wet. I did that too. Tell somebody, tell them God gave you a sign.
God gave
you a sign.
Now let God prove himself.
Then he says, okay, now that I've done that for you, the Lord said unto him, now the people that are with you is too many. Too many. How many is too many? When my opposition is like the sands of the sea. How many is too many when their chariots outnumber us 100 to 1? What's too many? What you got? That's too many. Got too many people that you trusted. Too many people you got confidence in. I don't want you to trust them. I want you to trust me. See, all them people with you, you got confidence in. You leaning on them and not me. So this is what I want you to do. I gotta get rid of some folks. Well, God, you getting rid of my comfort zone. I don't want your comfort in them. I want your comfort in me. I got a witness here. Ask somebody, where's your trust? Don't be scared. Ask them again. Say, where is your trust? I tell them, say, don't get mad at me. I just want to know where your trust is. I ain't getting nobody. Where's Mr. Hines? Mother Hines ain't jumped up, ran around here yet. Where's your confidence? Where's your trust now? I done told you got too many. You got too many folk with you. Got too many folk you calling on the phone, too many folk you talking to. If your confidence is in me, put the phone down. Shut up. Don't you call another person. Shut up. I'm with you. I got your back. I showed you I was with you when I did the fleece thing. I can't get nobody to get happy around here, baby. Look like me and you going to have to do a jig together. What that mean? That mean I can't put my confidence in y'all. Because see, God's going to show you that the people you think are with you ain't really there. People you got your confidence in ain't really with you. They're with you for the season and seasons change. And sometimes God give you a season in a season. When it ought to be cold, God will make it hot. When it ought to be hot, God will make it cold. Where's your confidence? Where's your confidence? You better look at three people and say, where's your confidence? Where's your confidence? Say it like you mean it. Tell them, where is your confidence? Now tell them, I hope it's in God. Now you answer them, where is it? Look at the test. Here comes the test. And I'm closing. I got to close with these tests. Then he said to him, the Lord said, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. If I give you the victory with all them folk you got with you, then you'll vaunt yourself against me saying, my own hand saved me. I did it. Me and all my fellas together, we did this thing. God said, you ain't going to get no glory with me. I got to have my glory. And if I think for a minute you're going to take my glory, I'm going to whittle you down. I'm going to get you out of your comfort zone and show you your dependency has got to be on me. Then he said, are y'all still here? Come on. He said, now this is what I want you to do. Therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. In other words, all y'all that's scared to really go all the way with me, go home. All y'all that's afraid to deal with what I gotta deal with, don't go. No hard feelings, go home. If you can't stand to be talked about and lied on for hanging with me, go home. If you can't handle the pressure of being my friend, go home. If you can't stand to be lied on, criticized, and talked about for being associated with me in this fight, you gotta touch somebody and say, go home, go home, go home. If you can't stand to be associated with me when we walk in public and they look at me like I'm nobody, if you can't handle the pressure of being associated with me when I walk in the restaurant, when I go visiting folk and they see you with me holding my purse, holding my hat, taking my coat, if you can't stand the pressure of them saying you ain't nothing but a flunky, then you need to... You better touch three people and say, go home, go home, go home. Anybody can be your friend when it's popular. Anybody can be with you when it's popular. But who can stand with you when you ain't popular? turn around and you turn your back, somebody's sniggling behind your back, talking about you and talking about they remember when. If you can't handle that pressure, you need to tell somebody you better go home. You want all the popularity, but what about when I ain't so popular? What about when my name is on the signboard? What about when my name is dragged through the mud? Do you really want to be with me then? Anybody can be with me when I'm up. You better tell somebody to go home. Now, some folks went home too. They was with you till I just got through that part. Here's a test. Can you handle the pressure? Look at somebody and tell them, can you handle the pressure of being with me? Don't answer them yet. Because you'd be surprised. Some folks will tell you, I didn't count up the cost, but now that I know, I'm out of here. See, you can respect folk that's honest with you, but you can't stand deception. Don't tell me you with me in front of my face and then get behind my back. Smile in your face when all the time they want to take your place. Backstab. Say, oh, y'all know that song. Y'all like, he doing that wrong. Don't talk about me if you're with me. If you're with me, if I go wrong, you go right with me. Smile in your face. I know we're singing it wrong, but backstabbers, I'm with him. If you ain't with me, he ain't singing it right. Let me do it right. So let you go. Keep going. I'm going to stay right here and do it right. The devil is alive. Catch what happens here. See, because people are very deceptive. They like to be with people who are in the light. But see, when you hit your downtime, people will desert you like rats running from a sinking ship. And then as soon as you come back up, take your seat. Next time y'all get up, you can stay up. Because I'm going to quit. But then look at what the Bible said. When he told him that, he said about 22,000 left. And there remained 10,000. And the Lord said, yet too many. You done took 22,000 people away from me. And I ain't got but 10,000 left. And you still saying too many. Why? Because with 10,000, they gonna still boast and say, we did it. Now it's amazing about God, because see, when he cut the 22,000, had 10,000 left, he said, you still got too many. So then look at the last test that God says. He said, with just 10,000 left. And he brought down, he said, now, in that fourth verse, he said, and the Lord said unto him, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. Now remember, Gideon didn't do this. This was the Lord's doing. God said, I'm going to try them for you. God's got a way. God's got a way of revealing to you and showing you who ain't with you. God's got a way. I'm looking at some of y'all. Some of y'all say, oh my God. Yeah. God's got a way of revealing to you, and you ain't got nothing to do with it. You ain't did nothing. You ain't said nothing. All you did was took a walk to the water. Say, wait, I'm just going for a walk. Are we going with you? Come on. Then when you get to your destination, you're dependent on God. God's got a way. I'm revealing to you in your walk when you sit down to tell you who's with you, and you ain't got to run on the way. All you got to do is do what God says. Sometimes the Lord say, invite everybody to your house. You get folk over your house and God begins to reveal their true nature. I don't know why y'all getting quiet. I ain't been to none of y'all houses. I don't know what y'all been doing. But the Holy Ghost will reveal to you. You ain't got no business having folk over your house having a gossip party. I'd invite you to a gossip. I invited you to have a potluck dinner. Everybody bring something to eat. And we ain't gonna have no conversation about nobody. We just gonna talk about the goodness of the Lord. Then somebody negative have to bring up something negative and say, well, have you heard? No, all I heard is that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's why you got to watch who you have over your house. Some of y'all invite folks over your house. You want everybody to see what you got. Everybody ain't got no business seeing what you got. I want you to come over and see my new apartment. Ain't got no business seeing your new apartment. Everybody ain't glad for you. You invite a bunch of haters over your house. Where you get this from? How much this cost? Ooh, I know that costs a lot of money. Ooh, how much rent you paying? How much did it cost? Ain't that I didn't invite you for an interrogation. I invited you to rejoice with me. And you getting over here giving me the third degree. How much I pay for this furniture? Where did it come from? How you get in this complex? Ooh, I know it costs you a lot of money. How y'all afford to stay here? Don't ask me no more questions. Matter of fact, here's your coat. Everybody ain't happy for you. And then when they leave your house, they leave getting on the telephone. I don't know where they got the money from, but I think somebody needs to check out. If they selling drugs or something, there ain't no way they can have that kind of money. They doing something wrong, child. Trust me when I tell you, don't invite everybody to your house. Young people, all my young people, listen, y'all. Don't tell everybody what you got. You get a new coat or something like that. Ooh, my mama and them, ooh, they struggled hard to get me this coat. But it's mine. People wonder, how'd you get that coat? My parents suffered to get it for me. See, they want to sell drugs and get coats. And God bless you with parents that will buy you a nice coat, buy you the best gym shoes you got. And then you want to give them away. You crazy. I mean, you need prayer. See, y'all want to get around these people that don't mean you no good. They are not good for your fight. Look at somebody and say, they are not good for your fight. Have you ever got in a fight and thought you had backup and didn't have it? Years and years ago before I got saved and got under the blood. I used to have a fighting spirit. That's why I come up so hard on somebody that's close to me about fighting, because I know what that spirit is like. I used to have a fighting spirit. Anytime somebody say something to me, I was ready to fight. If they said something incorrect, what you say? You don't come at me like that. You don't know me. See, some of y'all still need deliverance. There wasn't nothing but the hand of God that kept me from getting shot, stabbed, or beat down. I just got that spirit in me, and I don't talk about it much because I know that spirit might try to come back. Right today, it's hard for me to take anything off of anybody, especially when they want to take something from me. I give you the shirt off my back, but don't try to take nothing from me. That's why when I was in the parking lot years ago and I was driving and stopped in to get some barbecue, and the man walked up and was going to hold me, was going to take my car, going to carjack me. Put his gun in my face and said, give me this car. I said, man, if you don't get that gun out of my face, I'll make you eat it. See, I didn't have a spirit of fear then. And I snapped the gun out and told him, man, get away from me. You don't know who I am. You better get out of my face. And he walked away, and the next day, 24 hours later, I started. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I mean, I got so scared, I started weeping, I started crying, and it was 24 hours later. It was over. But I thought about how close I came to death. We got in a fight once against a gang that came into a dance we was giving years and years and years ago. Way back under the blood. Got in a fight, and we got the fight, and it was four of us that always hung tough together. We all covered each other's back. That night, it wasn't but two of us there. The guy that we had the most confidence, we thought he could really fight, he ran off and left us. In the midst of the fight, the two of us had to fight against 17 guys that was against us. Of course, they won. Wasn't the thing about we won, it wasn't but two of us, but we had each other's back, and both of us went down together fighting. The only thing we could do when we hit the ground was cover up to keep them from kicking us in the head. Because they started kicking and stomping, back was so, side was so. Everything. We got up. Only thing we had on our mind when we got up was, we going to get that nigga. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. We went looking for him. You ran off and left us. It was better for you not to be with us at all than to be with us and we can't count on you. You need to make sure folk are with you and with you. Don't be with me in words only. And when the fight go down, I can't depend on you. Have I got a witness in this house? Text a man and say, check out who's really with you. God said you got too many. Took them down by the brook. When they went to the water, the Bible said, have y'all got your Bible? Then he said, try them there. I will try them for you. God has a way of putting you in a situation that will reveal to you who is really with you. If you're with me, don't run off and leave me when the going gets tough. God will try folks before the deal goes down. Because when you get ready to get into something, you need to know your back is covered. Have I got one witness in the house? Then he said, go with thee and I'll be with you. Then he said, whom I say that this shall go with thee. And the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. In other words, God said, I'm going to do the testing. I'm going to tell you who going with you and who ain't going with you. Some of y'all keep trying folks on your own intellect.
Come on.
Just because people got money don't mean they with you. Just because they drive a nice car don't mean they with you. God said, I'm going to show you. He brought them down to the people, brought the people down unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lapping, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every man that boweth down unto his knees to drink. Get the ones that lamp on one side and those that get on his knees and drink. Now, lamping, have you ever seen a dog drink water? How does he drink? His tongue. He bends over and he laps water. You notice whenever an animal stoops over and drinks, he can't drink and look around. Next time you see your dog drinking, watch him. He don't lap and look. He just laps. Which meant that he ain't worried about nothing. I'm going to enjoy the moment. Do y'all hear me? So God said, I'm going to take and I'm going to skip over this. Let me get to the meat right real quick. He said, now them, the ones that lap, are the ones I want to use. Why is God going to use laughing folk? He going to use lepers because lepers ain't worried about nothing. All I want to do is get a drink of water. Lepers know that when they start laughing, whatever happens, going to happen. God said, I'm going to take the 300 that lap it and give you the victory. How in the world are you going to give me the victory with some lappers? It's better to have lappers with you than drinkers that will run off and leave you. God, how you going to use the lappers? I'm going to use the lappers because the lappers are saying whatever happens just happens because God's got our back. Gideon said, I'm going to take 300. Take the 300 and go. And let them put a pitcher in their hand and a light in the pitcher and a trumpet to blow. And I want them to holler when they get there. Why, God? Because you ain't going to have to fight. Because if I give you the fight, then you'll take the credit for it. But all I want you to do is praise me while I fight your battle. Lean on somebody and say, praise the Lord while he's fighting for you. I'll finish it tonight.
Subscribe to Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every week with powerful preaching from ministers and pastors all across the nation that seek to encourage people all over the world through the word of Jesus Christ. You will also find gospel songs and old-time hymns that have inspired generations of Christians. Subscribe today and hit the bell so you never miss new content. YouTube.com/Brother Rollins. Spell it. B-R-O-T-H-A Rollins. Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube.
Do your will. Oh, I'm gonna do what you.
the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus in the Morning Radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Raz Allen. And do your will. I got to do it the way you say to do it, Sion. I got to do it his way. I can't do it mine. Yeah, it won't amount to nothing if I do my will. But if I do his will, hallelujah, it amounts to much. Ooh, greater. Hallelujah. Greater is what it will amount to. I'm excited this morning. I'm grateful unto Almighty God. And I thank him for all he has done. The website is completed. Vacay went in yesterday and she fixed that website, put the correct English, the correct pronunciations and everything over there for me. It is beautiful. And thank you so much, Baby K. God bless you. God bless you. And she did a magnificent job. And I put it on my Facebook page so those who want to, well, I put it in my timeline. If you want to go over and take a look at that website, feel free. And for those who we're not, you know, Facebook friends, or you don't do Facebook, then I'm looking for it right now, y'all. If I can find it, I'm going to share it. Okay, where did it go? All right, well, let's see here if I can figure out how to give it to you. Because I got to go in and pay for the domain name. And once I pay for the domain name, I'll get a short, you know, website address. But if you haven't paid for the domain name yet, then what you have to do is have, I don't know. Kay done something yesterday. Thank you, honey buddy. So you can go to www.wordofthedayreminder.messaging service. And messaging have an S on it. Well, no, it don't. Excuse me. www.wordofthedayreminder.messaging service.com. I'm so sorry. www.wordofthedayreminder.messaging service.com. So if you go over there, then you'll be able to take a look. And I'll redo it on Facebook again. And this time I put it on my page, Barbara Jean Pittman. And you can go there and click on it and go take a look at the website. I have a few more little kinks, personal things I got to do for me, because I want to be prepared that when you call me, I can take your message, take your reminder. I can, you know, send a beautiful background. You can, you know, add a scripture to it. Thank you, honey buddy. And then you can, you might need laundry picked up or dry cleaning or whatever it is. You might need somebody to run to the post office, mail a package, mail a letter, that type thing. It's not real deep errands, but if you forget a box of table salt at the store and you need somebody to run, get that a box of salt for you right quick, you know, then we can go and do that for you. Right now we're just simply covering a portion of Jacksonville, Orange Park, Green Cove, and the Fleming Island area. So as we progress, you know, God grow us, then we'll do more. And I will be needing some drivers. So if you know somebody locally who want to drive, have them to call me, get in contact with me. And I'll be posting stuff on Facebook, you know, so people will know how this thing is going. I was waking up, this has been over a week ago, and this is what the Lord gave me, reminder messenger service. I sat on it for about a week, and then I started working, praying, and then working on the website. And I had got quite a bit along, and Kay said, hey, you want me to do that? See, I'm gonna let Kay talk to you. You want me to finish that up for you, make that for you? Yes, yes, baby Kay. Went in there, I mean, it did an excellent job. I'm telling you, when you look at it, you're gonna see how professional it is. Now, Freedom Doors Ministry, Jesus in the Morning, I did those websites. So I did the best I could. You know, I'm not a professional website maker. But God blessed me to have enough that people who go and look at the website and say, well, I'm going to click on the show, and I'm going through that way every morning at 7 o'clock. You know, they are able to do that. I don't keep them up to date as I should, but I'm making myself a note to try to keep the websites up to date, because I have websites, Facebook page, Facebook groups, all of this to keep in touch. My regular daily work, people calling, you know, I may have to go see about somebody, go take somebody, do something. So y'all pray for me and pray with me, because God is yet using me in this hour, and I'm grateful unto him, and I thank him. This is one part of her business web design. Okay, wait a minute. Do I need to put something out here? Okay. All right, she said this is just one part of Baby K's business. I didn't know. She didn't tell me. Doing web design. Yeah, she's good at what she does. And then what she said, and you already know about the domain name, so you should be set. Yes, I am. I didn't know you did it, but I heard you say, well, I'll be a blessing unto you. I heard you say that, but I wasn't sure. But now I am. Yeah, I have a domain name now. So I'm grateful unto Baby K for all she did for me on yesterday. And y'all keep my spiritual daughter, Nikki, lifted up in prayer. Yeah, okay, so it's K Creates It. Okay, wait a minute, Kay. I got to get back in there. Okay, her website is kcreated.com. And go take a look at hers, too. kcreated.com. So if you need a website built, you know, that kind of thing, get in touch with Baby K. We call her Baby K. She's Caitlin, but we call her Baby K. And the reason I call her Baby K, because she's sweet. She's so sweet, like a little baby. I'm not joking. And I was really impressed with her when I first met her. And, you know, she's grown. She's a grown lady. And she's running things, you know, a counselor at the school, have a master's, and just all kind of beautiful things about her. And so I'm grateful. That Sion daughter, that's Doc Goodman's granddaughter. Yeah, I had to throw that in there, Baby K. Yeah. Okay, so that's it. That's the name. K Creates. This is the name of the business. Okay, K Create. And if you're going to take a look at kcreated.com, and you can take a look at her website. Again, K-K-A-Y Creates. And her website is www.kcreatesit.com. All right, I think I said it good. So run over and take a look at her stuff as well. And if you need help with your website or you need a new website, get in touch with her. Yeah. And just tell her you come to Jesus in the morning now. I mean, you got to pay for your stuff now, you know. But just get in touch with her, and we'll go from there. Listen, another thing, too, I wanted to give this out today because the Lord believed me to do it. And I don't know, I get all hyped up in the mornings and I kind of forget. But you can reach me if you want to write to me. You can write to me at P.O. Box 8032. P.O. Box 8032. That's all data phone. That is Fleming Island, Florida. Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Fleming Island, I-S-L-A-N-D, Florida. F-L-O-R-I-D-A. 32006. You can write me there. P.O. Box 8032, Fleming Island, Florida, 32006. If you want to call me, feel free to call me at 904-644-7912. Again, 904-644-7912. And I'll be more than happy to take your call, more than happy to answer your letter, and go from there. Yeah, the Lord has been putting that on my heart. Give the address, give the phone number. And the phones, they ring all day, whether it's personal business, ministry business, spiritual call, that's all day, and the cell phone. So we just thank God he made a way for people in other places, other states, other countries. You know, they can even contact me, and I'm able to answer them back. Email, text, phone call. Yeah, God is faithful to us. Hallelujah. Gave man a mind. Oh, yeah. And gave man what needed to be in his mind to be a blessing unto ministry. Good morning to you, area code 386, first three numbers 674. God bless you this morning. That looks like a familiar number. I just can't remember right offhand. But God bless you this morning. God bless you, baby Kay. Good morning. And Brother Frank, God bless you, bro. God bless you. Hope you enjoying your gift when you can. And I thank God for you. I'm going to tell you what I did, Brother Frank. My dad used to take peanuts and peppermint balls, and he would put this in like a cheesecloth, and he would beat it with a hammer, Brother Frank, until it become very, very fine, and the nuts and the mint would blend together. Oh, you talking about a wonderful taste? Yeah, I was thinking of that the other day. You need to do that one day. Yeah, it had a, he would even do pecans, walnuts, peanuts, yeah. Mix it with the nut, with the mint, the regular peppermint, you know, the little peppermint balls like we used to have in church. And it was just a wonderful thing. Yeah, so I'm planning on making that this week myself and, you know, tasting it. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning. And good morning to you, Brother Anthony. Sister Simone, good morning to you. Sister Stenna, God bless you, Sister Stenna. Let me tell you, when I left you yesterday, Sister Stenna, I was on a high. You hear me? Ooh, I was on a high because I know God, and I know God is moving. Hallelujah. I thank him today. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And good morning to you, Sister Jerry. And Sister Anna Lee Foote. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Sister Foote. God bless you, Anna Lee. I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't forget you. I don't forget you. And I'm keeping you in prayer. And a good morning to you, Sister Angela Foote. Hey, Angie. Good morning. God bless you. And good morning to you. I didn't see Rose Brown yet. I got to check on her because she moved, you know. And Sister Melanie Rose, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann. God bless you this morning, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Diane. All right, and Sister Kim Hopps. Good morning to you, Kim. We're hoping to have a barbecue soon. We hoping, Kim. Yeah, so we all can get together and eat good, huh? I love that food myself. Good morning to you, Sister Michelle and Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa and Sister Yvonne. And again, good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you this morning. Good morning again to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps. Good morning to you again, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Frank. Good morning to you again, and God bless you. I think I covered everybody. I hope so. I hope so. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for those that come through the podcast and the archives. I am just blessed, hallelujah, to hear from you. Because when I see those numbers, that allow me to know people have been in listening. And so I thank God for it. Thank God for it. Thank God for the brother Chris from yesterday. Y'all remember him? Thank God for Brother Chris. And good morning to you, Brother Chris. If you're listening, God bless you. God bless you, sir. And we just thank God. I want to give this to everybody this morning. And I'm going to open the studio. And if anyone have anything they would like to say, feel free to press that number one and come in. Jerry, your mic is already open this morning. So if you have something you would like to say, please feel free. Press that number one and come in. And I want to give this scripture out. It's Psalms 19 and 14. And this is what it says. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And look, we want to pay close attention to this scripture and begin to walk in it the best that we can. Because when we begin to do these things more and more, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. See, it's going to cause us to be careful what we think, what we say, you know, what's in our heart. Because that's what God deals with, the heart. And David asked him, and we asked him, to give us a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within us. Hallelujah. And so when we pay close attention to this and begin to obey it, it's just going to make us better. All we're going to do is grow in God. And that's what we want to do daily, grow in him. I'm so grateful this morning unto him because he knows what's best for us. I wish I could explain some things to you and because you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. But it's all God, nothing of me, all him. And I know this, yeah. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful unto him. Oh, yeah, he's the way, the truth, and the life this morning, and I'm just thankful. All right, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free this morning to press that number one and come in today, yeah, and share. You might want to add something to can I handle the pressure, you know, or whatever it may be. All right, area code 386. 674, God bless you this morning. How are you? Can you hear me? Area code 386-674. Okay, we'll give you a few minutes to try to unmute your mic. Unmute your phone. Okay. I don't know what's wrong. Okay, hold on 1 second. We're going to try it again. Okay, let's try that again. All right, we're working on it. All right, can you hear me? 386 area code. First three phone numbers are 674. All right. All right, well, I will leave your mic open, and if you're working on, you know, getting your phone to talk or whatever, then it's open, and as soon as you say something, I will bring you right in. All right, Sister Jerry, your mic is open. Good morning. God bless you again.
Oh, I just want to say thank God. That's all. I woke up this morning realizing how good God has been to me.
Amen.
He brought me through depression, and I used to say, oh, I'm in a prison here. Watch what we say out of our mouth. I wasn't in the prison. I was in the palace.
Right.
I put myself in bondage. But who the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
This bird is getting ready to come out of the house.
Right.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If I was supposed to be dead, I would have been dead at 4 years old. If I was supposed to be dead, I would have been dead 12 years ago. But God gives life, not just life. He gives it life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just feeling good all over today. And I just want to tell God, thank you. Not everybody can go with you. And not everybody will go with you. Father God, whosoever's supposed to be with me, put them in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, Sister
Amen.
Jerry.
Amen.
I am with you when you're right. Okay, is that area code 386? I can hear you now.
Yes, this is Eric Code 386. This is a street soldier, Evangelist W.D. Brown, here in Lake City,
look,
Florida.
Hey, glory. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, man, you know you made my day. Now, you know, Evangelist Brown, you have made my day.
I was telling my God sister. Yes. It wasn't number that was trying to intervene, but the devil is a liar, and I've been trying to get in contact with you forever and a day.
Right.
And this was the message that needed to be told, that needed to be heard, not sold, because we know God's message is not to be put on the market with a price tag. But I enjoyed the message. Evangelist, I've been trying to get in contact with you. I've been sending you messages on your messenger. I don't know if you received it or not. But however, I'm so delighted and enlightened on the message of this morning. And I know that you always, God has always used you in such a great and abundant way all around the board. And we just enjoyed the message. And so I would love to, you know, just let, you know, the people know that we're facing those times, and we are in those times. And we might as well face reality, and the realistic part of this world is that now we, whoever that we thought that was a part of our life, that they say that they are real, they're down, that's their dog, or whatever they got going on with the trend. We also know that if it isn't coming from God, we know that the Spirit of God is going to be in us, and it's going to let us know, you know. And I really enjoyed that message. It was right on time. And as a matter of fact, I got some things going on that you and I would get with you, and then we can put some things together. But I'm not going to hold up the studio time. But I'm so glad that I was able to contact you, that you now know what's going on, and we can go from there. But
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But no, yes, we'll keep each other in prayer. Lift up in prayer. There's so much that has been going on, that has transpired within that time of span that you and I have been disconnected and from each other. And we both know that we are both children of God, and it make no mistake about it. And I enjoyed the message. It was right on time. It is befitting. It fits to our background, lifestyle, and even up to now of the background and lifestyle. And it's so very hard that people would not understand who we are when they thought that they really did understand who we are and who we were, you know, but they come to find out. And that's why we don't have, and that's why so many fall out with us now, is because it's all about God and not about who they thought we were. And so it's the anointing that attracts. And if they're not within that anointing, then they will have to back off. They have no other choice. Whether we want them there or not, I mean, God doesn't see them that they will be fitting to be a part of that. They're gonna have to get away. The circle that they call now in the trend days, the circle has to be broken, because it's not God's decoy string. So, but I can go on with that. You and I both know that. But I'm just so delighted and in hearing your voice and knowing that you're still going on. And I also have been doing my research and seeing what's going on Hilltop. But we will get with that later on too.
Okay.
But you put to all the people, to all of God's people in the nation of the world, God bless you.
Amen. Well, listen, he dropped. Okay, he'll get with me. Evangelist Brown, I have not talked to him in forever. And like he said, seems like a day. Yeah, out of Lake City, Florida. Yeah, I've been some places. I told you, I've been some places. And I know some people, and, you know, God has used me over the years, and I'm so, thank you. Hey, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For who am I that God is even mindful of me? Hallelujah. Ooh, I thank him today. I thank him. Thank him for the work. Yeah, Lord. Thank him for his spirit. Thank him for the word. Thank him for faith and trust. Hallelujah. Thank him for every trial I've gone through. Ooh, I've been through the storm and lots of rain. But this morning, I can truly say I have made it. Hallelujah. I have made it. And so I am grateful unto him. The songwriter said, you don't know like I know what he has done for me. You can't tell it. I got to tell it. Hallelujah. Because he did it for me. Oh, yeah. It haven't always been easy. I can't tell you this is an easy way. Oh, but it's durable. You hear me? It's durable. If you decide that this is what you really want. If you decide that you really want Jesus daily to be your choice, hallelujah, he'll do it for you. He'll do it through you. Thank you, hallelujah. Oh, he's doing it today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited right there. Amen goes
right there. So if there's anyone else, the studio is open. Feel free to press that number one and come in this morning and to share with us. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Thank you, God, for everything you're doing. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. You know, I just thank God for this show.
Thank you.
Testimony to anybody. You know, I just thank God. You know, I ain't say I'm being down. But I've been down, and I've been up, you know. And I know it ain't nobody but God that's being with me, you know. I just thank God for the anointing that is on my life and that's on your life and everyone that's tuned in and is walking. You know, just walk with God. And I just glorify His name, give Him all the praise. Father and glory. So I know times, you know, in the past where I wanted to give up, you know. But, you know, He let me know, don't give up, keep striving, keep moving, you know. And I'm just blessed and honored, you know, to even know Him and know His name. So I just give Him all the glory, the praise, and honor. I thank God for, you know, this life itself. You know, still here today. I thank God for everybody that encouraged me throughout the years. You know, I thank God. I say it again. I thank God for the Joe, the Father, and you, and Brother Frank, and Sister Jerry, and everybody that come in and tune in. You know, because we are our brother's keeper, you know. And sometimes another person might be down in the area, you know, their word or the testimony that the next person has can bring them out of the situation. So I just thank God. I pray that I'm going to push you. I just thank God. I just give the glory. Yes, you know, right? I want to thank you one of you, Mr. Barber, the one of you, Mr. Jerry, Brother Lewis, Brother Frank, everybody listening this morning, I forgot your name. I can't remember, but I just thank God for y'all tuning in and being able to hear this word.
Amen. Amen, Brother Anthony. You know, I think back when you first started coming and how God has delivered you, how God has brought you into a place to be the true man of God. I know many may not know you, they may not understand, but I thank God for you. I thank God for Brother Frank working with you. When I didn't know what to say and what to do, Frank held the reins. Hallelujah. And Frank encouraged you. And he kept going. And I thank God that you saw God in us. Yeah. I thank God for that this morning. And I'm grateful to Him, and I want to tell you this morning, Brother Anthony. The more you praise God, the quicker your blessing is coming, because God is bringing some things your way. I see like a bunch of bags. It's a bunch of bags, and God is allowing this because He's getting ready to open those bags. And what's in those bags for you is going to put you in a place where you never thought you could be, Brother Anthony. Just continue to hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Help is already there. Yeah. When He's going to release the blessing unto you. Go on and pray.
Thank you.
Praise. He's worthy. Hello. It's happened. Matter of fact, bro, after that place where you want to be, I'm here to tell you, you're going, you're on your way. That's why he's bringing you back. He's bringing you back.
Kingdom man, and a kingdom man walks with God. he follows Jesus, and his woman will have no problem following him because he's following Jesus.
Amen.
All you got to remember that, my brother. I love you, man, and you hang in there, you, Charlie, and all the rest of your sons and the ones that's coming on into the pictures with you.
Amen.
It all works out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, Brother Frank. I tell you, I thank God for you because there were many days. Because I'm not a man, and I don't really know what men go through. But Brother Frank understood Brother Anthony. And I can remember the times where Brother Anthony was. And looking back and looking at him today, look at here. Nobody can tell me nothing about God. I saw God move in his life. I saw God brought him to being the man of God. Yeah, I saw that for myself.
Yes.
Because he was out there too. Yeah, he was out there doing his little thing, you know. But God brought him. And Anthony didn't give up. He continued to see God, go to church, and do what he could. And a lot of things, obstacles came his way. I remember Brother Frank when he told us about the job. And,
yeah.
The truck driving job. He said somebody at the church, some man told him about it. He went and took the test and everything and got the job and been jobbing ever since. Yeah. They've been all over the country, places I never dreamed of going. Yeah. So I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And listen, ask yourself, can I handle the pressure? Can I handle the pressure? Because in this walk, pressure is going to come. And the enemy is banking on you not believing. He's banking on you giving up on God. Yeah, that's what he's banking on. But Proverbs 3:5-7. Go ahead, Brother Frank.
God gave us a pattern over there in Philippians as well as over there in Proverbs. But he gave us a pattern over there in Philippians 4. Whatever the situation is.
Yes, sir.
Be satisfied, because you already been gave it to God, and God got it covered. If you hungry or you full, if you homeless or you have a mansion, if you sick, you're going to be well. And God knows that everything that works out for your good because of God. And as long as you stay in God's will, everything will be all right.
Oh, yeah.
You done been there. You done been. We done been there. Believe me, I'm a living witness that God comes in a miraculous way that you can't deny. And no matter how it may look, how it may seem, because there are things that the doctor told me years ago that I wouldn't even be here today. And God said, that ain't true. You're going to be here as long as I want you here. And you're going to go through some things. You're going to see death. You're going to be walking all over these different things. But if you remember our motto, trust in the Lord with all our heart. Because, see, that's the key. That's the key. God, things is bad today, but they ain't bad because you got me here. You want me to see this so that I could be able to help somebody else. That's the whole key, to be able to help someone else.
Amen.
To be able to beat the bush, go out under the trenches, the highway, the freeways. And every time you see somebody and they ask you, when you say, I'm blessed, highly favored, joined in hell, strong with Jesus Christ, some going to reply, some not. But one day, they all going to do it according to God's word. That's what you must remember. God has the first and last word. And every day we're going to go through something. And whatever we go through, Holy Spirit is right there guiding us through it. I fell in love with the Holy Spirit. Now, just imagine one day you can see, and the next day you physically can't see, and everyone looking at you saying, if it happened to me, I would kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it didn't happen to you, and you didn't know the God who I know. You didn't know the Father Jehovah. And every day, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? Where would we be if it wasn't for the Lord? Just remember, you're never alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for his word. Thank you for his spirit. I thank you for how he moved here today. All he has moved here this day. Yeah. And I'm grateful unto him, because without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. And so we're moving on up the King's highway. We trust in God. You know, we're leaning not on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we're acknowledging him. He's directing our path. We won't be wise in our own eyes. We're going to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Everything going to be all right. I'm like Brother Franco with Philippians 4:19. He said, but my God shall supply my need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we trust God. I can't trust myself. I can't trust other people. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I can trust Almighty God. If he sent his son to suffer and to die for me, there's nothing he won't do for me. Hallelujah. I just got to trust and believe. Oh, yeah. And it's already, it's not going to be all right. It's already all right. Hallelujah.
All right.
In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. So I'm just grateful. Yeah, and Brother Frank said, I mean, Brother Lewis said, hey, Brother Frank. Hey, Brother Anthony. Yeah. Y'all
hey,
know
Brother Lewis. Holding no collar down. Hold it down, Brother Lewis. I'm glad everything is good in your part of the country. You and
yes,
my
sir.
Sister over there. Because, boy, I'm hearing all kind of weather is over there, but it's all good. It's all
yes,
good. God's still yes, protecting y'all. And
amen,
that's
wonderful. Brother. Yes, sir. Brother
Lucas. Right. Amen. And I just want to say good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone that's on the line and those that's not on the line. Just good morning to the world, because that is indeed it's a blessing to just be here this morning. It's
amen.
A blessing.
Yes, it is. See, I say, hey, Brother Frank Max.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that she and her husband and the whole family. Good. God bless her. God bless her.
Amen.
You know, you and Sister Cena, y'all spoiled me, boy. Y'all spoiled me. All that weight I lost, I'm picking it back up. But then that's a good thing, what the doctor said, because I was skin and bones.
Okay.
But everything, God is blessing me. Everything good. God did it.
Amen. So wonderful, wonderful. We ain't trying to put it back on you, Brother Frank, but sometimes, you know, I think about things, and sometimes, you know, said some things, and I said, well, let me see what I can do. But Sister Jared and I, we had talked about it, and so she said, we want to send Brother Frank some, what he was talking about. I said, yeah, he was talking about sending some nuts. So,
amen. Y'all, you know, Sister Jerry, I thank you, Sister Sion, and sis, you know, I know, you got sisters? I said, I got sisters over. I said, I got sisters down in Florida. We've been riding together for almost 10, 11 years. And I said, anytime I need something, I don't know where she finds it, but everybody, oh, well, I can't find it, but she always finds it. I look for a box. Like my sister say, you got a box from Jesus in the morning. I said, huh? She said, from Jesus in the morning. I said, uh-oh. Oh, look at here. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah.
Y'all. I am so elated. Y'all just have a great, blessed day. And I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Yeah, we love you too, Brother Frank. And we want you to know that we think about you. We pray for you. And when we don't hear from you, we're looking forward to hearing from you. And if I can get something to you, I will. But when Sion heard you wanted them lima beans, she got five. Go get him four bags. Get him five bags. I'm like, hold up now. I don't think Frank's supposed to be eating all this stuff like yourself. Well, you just go ahead and get it. Now, he said he wanted you go ahead and get it for him. So I said, well, let me send him four bags of lima beans because I don't want no problem.
Amen.
Over there. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I can eat lima beans 7-8 days a week, 25 hours a day. I think that's my birthmark. I don't know. I know my mom when she was alive, and she said, "You coming down to L.A.?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I just want to know that." I said, "Okay." And my other sister who's going home to be with the Lord, too, she said, "What you coming down here for your birthday?" I said, "Oh, yeah." Now, I'm knowing all the time there's two things that they're going to have for me. They're going to have lima beans, and they're going to have oxtails. Because they know I sit there all day, and when I get through, then I got to go up and work out and do stuff. And okay. Then they say, my mom, you say, where is she going with? I say, that's it. You know, I love rice. I say, my dad must have been a Chinaman down there in New Orleans Wonders. I love rice. And I'll be all right, but it's all good. Now I will go back to taking care of what I'm trying to take care of. I'm doing it, but God bless you. Oh, and I'm going to send you a quick text, okay?
Okay.
All right. And Brother Anthony, when you get a chance, give me a holler. I'm open this morning for a minute or two. I want to talk with you anyway because you've been on my mind heavy. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Hi, Sister Linda. The one in New York.
Good, busy, but good. Busy every day.
Okay.
She sends me scripture of the day, and then sometimes she'll send me a little something special to read. Yeah.
Okay, good. God bless y'all.
Yeah, you
okay.
Too, haven't heard from Sister Diane in a while, but I just take it that she's blessed, and, you know, we keep her in prayer, and our God is just faithful. All right, is there anyone else? We still have a little time left. All right. I thank God for today. Yeah. Yesterday gone and tomorrow's not promised, but what he has done today. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt I'm blessed. Listen, if you are in TCC with me, I need you to go over to Telegram and take a look because there's a meeting tonight at 6:30. So I need you to go over there and take a look and get the link so that you can join the meeting tonight. And I was intending to say it earlier because so Apostle Boatwright was here, but I'll get in touch with her, Sister Rita and Sister Stenna. And it's at 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock sharp tonight. So we want to go in for that TCC meeting. Hallelujah. And y'all be praying because I see the hand of God moving. Woo! For us. Hallelujah. Somebody tell me thank you out of TCC. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited right now. Hallelujah. For what he's about to do for others. Because he's going to do some great things for others. And so I'm excited. Amen goes right there. All right. If no one else have anything they would like to say, I think I made all the announcements. I don't think I have nothing. Let me see. I want to make sure all hearts and minds are clear. All right. God bless you, Sister Rita. God bless you. Okay. Yeah, got to take care of Brother Frank and anyone that is in need. Amen. Amen. That's my girl right there. That's my girl right there. She going to help me. She going to help me out. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing for Sister Jerry. Thank you for what you're doing for Brother Anthony. Thank you for what you're doing for Stenner, God. Thank you for what you're doing for each and every one. God, I thank you for what you're doing for my spiritual baby, Nikki, God. I thank you for moving by your spirit. Lord, and help each of us to let go so that you can have your way in our lives. We ask that you lead and guide us today in the right path for your name's sake. Have your way today, God. All moved by your spirit in the name of Jesus. As we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in. And again, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. And Father, you're yet our shepherd and we shall not want. So God, we ask today that you would remember our heart's desires and move accordingly or according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you the honor, and Father, we give you the praise. We ask it all again this morning in your son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace.
Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, July the 15th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. But we tell God thank you, and we moving in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.